The gospel is from Matthew 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
Well, thank you, Pastor David, for letting me take over your time this morning. Usually coming out of vacation Bible school, I'm full of all kinds of things to say, and so to have this opportunity is really great. And I don't know why I like vacation Bible school so much. Maybe it's because we wear t-shirts and shorts and everything is a little more relaxed. Maybe it's because we don't start until 6:30 in the evening and I have all day to prepare. But I think it's mostly because I always learn something important while having a lot of fun. As many of you may already know, the Christian Education Commission here at Plymouth has been creating and presenting original VBS programs for the past 5 years. By creating our own programs, we can make them fit better for our smaller number of participants while putting our money to really good use. It's challenging, but fun. We try to have our theme in place by March or April so that we have time to flesh out the lessons and come up with some arts and crafts projects that reflect the theme that we're working with. This year, we decided on working with the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes are simple, basic, common sense phrases that Jesus presented to the huge crowd of people who gathered to hear him teach. Amazingly enough, 2,000 years later, they're still filled with common sense that we can apply to our own lives to gain that gift of the kingdom of heaven. Our challenge with VBS was to give the kids an understanding of each of the Beatitudes and give them concrete examples of how we use these concepts to make the world a better place. One of the first ones we started talking about at our planning meeting was, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." I asked the others in the room, how do we show comfort, and what brings us comfort? We mentioned food and shelter, warmth, kindness. We talked about the quilts that our wonderful Tuesday morning group provides for Western Dairyland. Surely blankets and pillows bring comfort. Wait, pillows. We could help the kids make their own pillows. That would help them understand comfort. But then the idea went further. What if we contacted Western Dairyland and asked them if they could use this kind of pillow to give to kids who have lost their homes or are just in a bad situation and need comfort? Linda checked that out for us, and the answer was yes, indeed. Aurora said she knew how to make pillows that didn't require any sewing and would be very easy to do in a short period of time. Yes. Pastor David asked if we could create a new piece of art for the sanctuary that incorporated our theme. And we started brainstorming some ideas, and we said, well, let's do something with hearts. Yes. Good, we're on our way. But we weren't done yet. A month or so later, I was at Moon Beach. Every summer, the UCC camps choose a mission project to support through various fundraisers. This year, they chose the What If Foundation, an organization headed by Margaret Trost, the daughter of former UCC minister Fred Trost. The What If Foundation provides meals for children in Haiti. Plain and simple, they feed starving children. We had the opportunity at Moon Beach to talk directly to Margaret in her home in California through Skype, a computerized picture phone, if you will, and asked her lots of questions about her program. She's really fun to talk to, and her energy and passion to help these kids in Haiti is very infectious. Pastor David and I talked to the Christian Ed members about this program after we got home and realized how helping these kids touched on several of the Beatitudes all at once. Pastor David offered to contact Margaret and see if we could set up a Skype interview with her during VBS. And she agreed, and on Tuesday evening, we all talked to Margaret in California and learned more about the kids in Haiti who so desperately need our help. She told us that each meal costs about 65 cents and that they feed hundreds of children 3 to 5 times a week. All the food is purchased through their local farmers markets, and so it helps the local economy too. Also, many local people are paid small stipends to do the shopping and prepare the meals and keep the long lines of kids orderly. If there is food left over, adults are invited to eat as well. This program was started about 11 years ago, but after the horrendous earthquake a year and a half ago, the need to help the children of Haiti increased tenfold. Many children lost one or both parents during the earthquake or to disease following the disaster. The lucky ones have been adopted by other family members or friends, but many are on their own. The meals provided by What If are often the only food that they get. Many go for days between meals with little or nothing to eat or drink. Margaret's stories gave us a lot to think about. We realized that the cost of one happy meal could feed 5 kids in Haiti. We thought about going for 2 days without anything to eat. We imagined how sad it would be to lose someone you love to a disaster like the earthquake. All of a sudden, we were talking about the meek, those who mourn, and those who quite literally hunger and thirst. And certainly, they must oftentimes be poor in spirit or persecuted. I challenged our kids to bring in 65 cents the next night to help buy a kid in Haiti a meal. They did, but they didn't stop there. They opened up their own wallets and bought 10 meals. And then they helped write the word Haiti on some recycled envelopes, which Pastor David mentioned before. And we wanted to include those in the bulletins this morning. We're hoping that you might feel the lessons of the Beatitudes a little bit today and put at least 65 cents in that envelope. Drop it in the collection plate during offertory and help buy a kid a meal in Haiti. I know Margaret will be very pleased when we send her our check. But more importantly, some people in Haiti will get a little help to get through another day. And we will have taken those ideas that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago and made them real. I want to give a big thank you to the 3 young people who brought this year's VBS to life. And that's Carter and Morgan Janke and John Stecker. I also want to thank the grown-ups who shared their talents and experiences, Sandy Moore, Linda Janke, Aurora Bradbury-Schoening, Pastor David, and Dorothy Gilbertson. I went into this week as a teacher and leader, but I came out of it as a student. I was taught something by everyone who was there, and these lessons in creativity and compassion, kindness, support, and teamwork will stay with me for a long time. By the end of our 3 days together, we made pillows to bring comfort to ourselves and some of the children helped by Western Dairyland. And those are the pillows that you see up front here. We got a good start on them. We're going to continue to make some more and probably keep this going as a project throughout our Sunday school year. And they are simple, basic fleece pillows that are great for hugging or sleeping on or watching TV on or whatever. So we're hoping that this local mission will be very helpful to some children in our area. We created a new piece of art for our sanctuary. That was what came out of, we should do something with hearts. And today we offer it to you as a symbol of our gratitude for the opportunity to be a part of Vacation Bible School. We raised money to help kids in Haiti, and we're hoping that we can raise even a little bit more this morning. We shared laughter, love, and fellowship with members of our church family. We experienced the Beatitude attitudes.